T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide.
2020.
These issues will be a big deal in the coming 12 months as Americans prepare to go to the polls to elect a new president or re-elect President Trump. Democrats all over the place stepping up to the plate. And ABC News correspondent Adam Kelsey joins us this morning. Joe Biden, of course, is somebody that everybody is eyeing, the former vice president, whether he's going to jump into this race or not. He kind of slipped. Was this a slip, or was this kind of a calculated statement that he wanted to get attention yesterday?
Well, to hear Joe Biden tell it, it was a slip of the tongue, but certainly a Freudian slip. He was at a Delaware Democratic Party dinner comparing his record to those candidates who are already in the race. And he said he has the most progressive record of anyone running. And everyone kind of paused for a second in the room. Then they launched into cheers, obviously a Joe Biden friendly crowd in his home state. But then he walked it back a second and he said, hold on, of anybody who would run, not necessarily in the race at this point. But as you mentioned, he is very, very close. I was actually at that dinner on Saturday and I spoke to the man who holds his old Senate seat, Senator Chris Coons. He told me that Biden told him that the former vice president is all but certain to enter the race in the next few weeks.
And has he got money? Are people throwing money at Joe Biden already?
Well, we don't have exact figures. We won't know for sure until he launches that campaign. But obviously, he's got connections to some of the most influential Democratic Party donors, stemming back not just to his time as vice president, all of those Barack Obama donors, but his decades in the Senate representing Delaware. So he's a known entity for people who want to return to the Obama administration. He's going to be the most attractive candidate to course correct, if you will, after the presidency of Donald Trump.
And we do have an additional name in the roster of Democrats who were seeking the presidency. Who entered officially now?
Well, officially, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. You may be thinking to yourself, I thought she was already in the race. Right. She had launched her presidential exploratory committee. Not so much of a differentiation there, but that was back in January. She even joked at the time that it's not too often that these committees go out exploring and they come out empty-handed. But she is now officially in the race. She announced over the weekend she's going to have an interesting event next weekend in New York City. She's going to be giving a speech right in front of the Trump International Hotel.
Okay, well, she'll get some headlines for that, no question. And then former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, he's set a record. What's that?
Yeah, just this morning, a little bit over an hour ago, his campaign announced that they brought in $6.1 million in his first 24 hours as a presidential candidate. It is an incredible amount of money. It eclipses what Bernie Sanders brought in his first day this year. That was about $5.9 million. And I'm thinking back all the way to January when Senator Kamala Harris of California announced in her first day, she brought in about $1.5 million. And her campaign was telling us at the time that was a huge amount of money. Obviously, Beto O'Rourke doing four times as much of that in his first day on the trail.
And when we talk about that kind of money, it's from individual donors.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke and the Democratic field as a whole have basically denounced super PACs from corporate super PACs, I should say, money coming from corporations. O'Rourke, Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they've all been touting these grassroots numbers. We didn't get an average figure from O'Rourke this morning, but the average size of donations that we were seeing from Bernie Sanders was somewhere between $20 and $30. So these are kind of your common everyday people who are donating to these campaigns, and these candidates want to make it about them, not about the corporations.
Well, assuming all that data is correct, then you can't discount the number of Americans who are unhappy with the current administration and the current situation and are looking for solutions. So that is, whether you're a Donald Trump fan or not, you got to pay attention to that and recognize that that shows there are a lot of people out there who are going to put their money where their mouth is on some level. Adam Kelsey, our ABC News correspondent, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.